Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When your health matters most, trust South Central Regional Medical Center. From family care to life-saving treatment, our team is here for you. Find our services at scrmc.com. South Central Regional Medical Center. Excellent care and service, every patient, every interaction, every time.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your Radio Happy Hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app and your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV, and you can say hi, too, on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395, ISC. I see that it's National Let's Laugh Day, and I think we could all use a few more laughs in our day. So tell us something either that's made you chuckle here lately, keep it family friendly, or what's always either a movie or something that you know if you watch it, you're going to be in for a good laugh. We hope every now and then when you tune into Good Things, you hear something that puts a smile on your face. And if you sometimes laugh at our expense, we are not mad about that either. But while you're thinking about that and sending it over on the text line, I want you to know that if you like Free Cone Day or Dairy Queen Free Cone Day. It is helping Children's of Mississippi, and that's not just here in the central Mississippi area. That is going to be statewide. Who wouldn't like a good excuse to get a free ice cream cone? I would. I think that's a good thing to share. And so you can indulge in a guilty pleasure without feeling any of the guilt. Stop by your local Dairy Queen. It is offering free ice cream all day. That is today, March the 19th. And the Free Cone Day promotion, it's applying to a small cone of vanilla ice cream. So you can't just get whatever it is that you want. But hey, it's free and it's just enough of a sweet treat. And let's thank Mother Nature, too, for the fact that today in Mississippi, at least for the most of us, it is nice and sunshiny and perfect for a little bit of ice cream. And so with every dipped cone that they give out, an extra $1 proceeds is going to go to Children's of Mississippi. So what more do I need to say to get you to go by your local Dairy Queen today and get your free, number one, ice cream cone, and then number two, a dollar goes to Children's of Mississippi. That shouldn't make you laugh, but that should make you smile. So, Rhino, is there a movie, show, something, friend, somebody that every time you either see, watch, or get around just makes you chuckle?
About the hardest I've laughed recently was actually a joke from the second episode of the second season of the One Piece live action.
It's funny.
It's hilarious. It's about as perfectly written a joke as you can write. And I'm going to spoil it, so if you haven't watched it and you want to watch it and go in completely spoiler-free, give me 10 seconds. So the crew gets eaten by a whale.
Okay.
They're inside the belly of a whale. And the swordsman on the crew makes a big sword. His plan is he's going to, and this is where the joke happens, he's going to poke that little punching bag on the top of the whale's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
To which the navigator, the smart girl, goes, the uvula? And the swordsman, Zorro, looks at it, and you can see the gears turning in his head, and he goes, so it's a girl whale. I laughed to the point where I had to back it up and rewatch because I had missed like three lines of dialogue. I was laughing so hard.
Jay from The Rest says, the climax of Survivor last night was very dramatic and laughable for the person who got voted off. Don't know what drama happened on Survivor, but it's never good whenever you're the, I guess, the punchline of any of the jokes. And Jeff in Pontotoc says, not to brag, but I got the high score on my bathroom scales this morning. I've, you know, we have had, I don't know how I got sent these emails. I get a joke of the day, and I'm sure it's, I mean, it's absolutely spam. I mean, it's something I put my email into something else, and Lord knows what will probably end up coming of it, but clicking and opening up the, when they say, when you want to know the punchline of it. And not every day is a funny joke by any stretch, but they're all either really corny, and they make me laugh. And so there's like a few group texts that I always send the joke of the day to. I've even roped in now Perez. You know, remember our good old Perez here at Super Talk into the family. When I walk into the studio and he's with us because of basketball or baseball or something going on, I hit him straight, not even with a hi. I hit him with the, you know, a dumb joke of the day that can kind of just break the monotony of the day and make you realize that there are people out there who can just still come up with things that just make you chuckle for no good reason. It's kind of the genius part of putting the jokes on the Laffy Taffy.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm trying to think what else comes with a joke. It used to be a popsicle, the popsicle sticks that you – wouldn't you get the joke like on the end of the popsicle and then you had to eat it down to get to the – or was the joke on either side of the end with the pop – with the
I think it depended on which one you got. Like if you got the bomb pop, you had the joke on the stick, but you had to eat the bomb pop to get the punchline.
And those were usually the same kind of what do you call it? Well, they're funny. They're slap stitch. What's the words I'm looking for?
I mean, I always call them Laffy Taffy jokes. Slapstick is a particular form of comedy where it's more physical comedy. Like step on a rake and it hits you in the face, that's slapstick comedy.
Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, comedy has definitely changed over the years. I put in on the Googles, I was like, what's the funniest movies of all time? Because there are certain movies that, like, hit different. And, man, depending on the different, I guess, decades is going to depend on.
Oh, yeah.
The different movies that
Anything
are kind of popping
Mel
up.
From Mel Brooks to Airplane to Ace Ventura. Like, all of those are hilarious movies and none of them are similar.
No, not at all. And then you've got, like, things like Scary Movie. Or, right next to Stripes, right next to, like, Office Space. I mean, and they couldn't be more, I guess, polar opposite, kind of in that way. I always like the way that they kind of intertwine humor, not in, like, not serious movies.
You like dramedies.
Is that kind of
yeah,
like...
Yeah, where it's poking fun at itself or its tongue-in-cheek humor while still maintaining a level of seriousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, too, like the comedy that you find in Jumanji with the newer one. Well, I guess kind of both of them, but like the newer one, the dynamic between The Rock and Kevin Hart. And I don't know if that's just because they have the great, like, kind of working relationship. But, you know, within the movie, they're in that, like, dramatic moments. It's entertainment at its finest. I mean, it's not anything real. But then it's still being able to laugh at the fact that, like, they're about to die or still poking fun of each other. To me, that's really funny. But then you've got the other kind of form of comedic movies that are just kind of made, like you said, the Adam Sandler's, the Dumb and Dumbers, the, Cable Guy, that, you know, There's Something About Mary, all of that from the beginning to the end. And not everybody finds that particular humor. It would be a little bit more mature audiences, I guess you would call it.
I mean, a perfect example of not every comedian or not all humor is for everybody. I love comedians. I remember in high school and college being obsessed with stand-up comedians and watching stand-up routines from anything from their early days to when they hit it big and they're doing stand-up in the round in Madison Square Garden. Like, just seeing that whole career and how the jokes were a little edgier when they were younger and they're a little safer when they're older. I love comedy. Big fan of Ace Ventura growing up. Big fan of older comedy movies that I wasn't even around for, like Steve Martin's The Jerk. I wasn't mm-hmm. around when that came out. I still think it's a hilarious movie. That being said, there's only a certain amount of Will Ferrell comedy mm-hmm. that I can handle until I've had enough. I'm no longer laughing at it.
Which is why I am glad he will not come back to do another Elf. I mean, it's like, and it's one where we usually watch it. It gets on the TV once a season, and then that's about all I can handle. I don't want to. It's not one that I'm going to watch on, you know, necessarily on repeat either in that way. Jeff says that he loves the humor in Jumanji. And I think that was just impeccable casting for the two that have the ability to take the jokes and not take them personally.
Well, I mean, in the original, anytime you put Robin Williams in a cast, that cast goes up funnier.
Oh, you're talking about the original. So, yeah, like I was – Jeff, I was thinking more of the newer ones. Correct. Yes, the original. I would add Robin Williams just about anything he did other than the dramatic – what was the dramatic movie?
He had a couple of them. He had One Hour Photo where it was really creepy. He had Insomnia with Pacino where that was more serious. You had Dead Poets Society is the one you're talking about where he was more serious. But that had some funny moments.
Yes, but the rest.
Patch Adams is another one where it was a serious movie, but it also had its funny moments.
I gotcha, yeah. But when he was supposed to be funny, he was just natural for him, for sure. Well, you can let us know. It's National Let's Laugh Day. Tell us what gets you giggling, 601-879-4395. But we've got more good for you coming up next.
Smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
I move mountains for a living. Here comes more with Rebecca Turner.
It is not every day that you find a woman like that.
This is Good Things on the SuperTalk app, supertalk.fm, and on your local SuperTalk Mississippi radio station.
To Good Things. Don't forget, we are streaming live as always over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. But if you would like, you can watch us. So we are on your computer, your mobile device. You can also watch us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV devices. You can even find us on YouTube. If you watch Supertalk TV live on CSpire TV, you will find us on channel 70 right next to the weather channel. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more. And our guest today, Chris Goodwin. He is looking at the weather and he's liking what he sees.
It's
this
gorgeous
upcoming weekend. He's the director of Main Street for Water Valley, and they've got their third annual Casey Jones Music Fest coming up and so many other good things. So welcome back, Chris.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
You know, it's exciting to have you back. First, it is National Laugh Day, or
I
We Should Laugh.
That.
So is there a specific movie or something that always tickles Chris's pickle?
I grew up in rural Mississippi in Yallabusha mm-hmm. County, out from Water Valley, not even in Water Valley proper. And so we told rural jokes, country jokes. And I made a carload of 12-year-olds groan with one of my favorite growing up jokes the other day, which was, what did the plow say to the tractor? Pull me closer, John Deere. They had no idea. They had no idea. But we loved it. It slayed in Yallabusha County.
Uh-huh. It's also poultry day. So why does the chicken go to the gym?
Why?
To work on his pecs.
Ridiculous. Fantastic.
Those are my favorite. The ones that it's like, you know, I don't know if you call them dad jokes or whatever it may be. Or we were just talking about, you know, the Laffy Taffy stuff. But it just is good for the soul to kind of break up the day and remember that life's too important to take so seriously. And it's also good for the soul to get out and go to these different music fests. I mean, especially when you see a weather forecast like we're having this coming up weekend. And just stretch your legs and touch grass, as the kids say.
Yeah, right.
Last time you were here, Chris, I learned about Casey Jones and sort of the history there. But in case somebody else wasn't listening to Good Things that day, give us the little history behind them and Water Valley.
So Casey Jones is almost like Paul Bunyan, a figure that you're not sure is real or whether it's mythic. And Casey Jones was very real, and he lived in Water Valley in the 1890s. Right up until the time of his fatal crash. Water Valley was an important railroad town, and there's a museum there called the Casey Jones Railroad Museum. And so that was sort of the genesis for thinking of how to celebrate Casey Jones and the railroad history of the town, and also to do something. You know, we have the Watermelon Carnival in the summer. It's fantastic. It is really old. It is traditionally at the time when you pick watermelons, which is August, and that's an awful time.
I was just saying it's hot.
Yeah. So March is much more pleasant in general. And so that was how we got to the idea of a music festival in Water Valley in the spring, and to celebrate the Casey Jones connection, which really, you know, a lot of folks know the name but don't necessarily know who he was, what he was, and the story. And it's a great story. And, you know, it goes from Memphis all the way down to Canton, although he didn't quite reach Canton. He had the fatal crash. But it's a part of Mississippi history, and specifically Water Valley history, that we want to make sure we remember and celebrate.
And do it through one thing Mississippians love most, which I'm sure is music and food.
Music and food. We love some music and food. And so we'll have a full day of it this Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock with a 3K walk and a 5K race. We've got a group of teachers. We invited all the folks at the Water Valley High School to come and be a part of it free of charge. And so we've got a
big group
of them doing the walk. And I'm sure we'll have some.
I like that you made it a 3K walk.
It's a 3K walk. It's
everybody
a good
should end at the
it.
Same time.
That's right. That's right. And I'm sure we'll have some really fast kids from Oxford come down and blow through the 5K run that's going to happen at the same time. Mm-hmm. We've got a Rails to Trails project that we've been working on in Water Valley, connecting that old railway from Water Valley up to Oxford. And so part of the 5K will be along the trail.
Will it be similar to the one in Hattiesburg?
Yes. The hope is eventually, and you know, there's one that goes from Houston to New Albany up near us as well, the Tanglefoot Trail. It's been a real big success. I've biked on both of those and the one in Beta Springs as well. The hope is eventually that it will connect all the way from Oxford to south of Water Valley and Coffeyville.
That will make a heck of a bike ride.
It'd be great. You know,
how many miles would that be?
That would be around 30.
Okay. That'd be heck, yeah.
Yeah.
You would have some good multi-city races.
Right, right.
And that, or I guess events in that way.
And sort of like the, I guess now we call it the Museum Trail. It was the Museum to Market Trail here in Jackson. You know, I use that thing all the time. It's fantastic to have. And every time I'm on it, I see folks walking. I see folks running. I see families on it. I see folks with pets out walking. I see folks on bikes.
I am blanking on the name of the trail there in Hattiesburg, and someone is going to say it, and I'm going to feel silly for not remembering it, but my one of my apartments when I was a student at Southern Miss backed up to that to the trail.
Yeah.
And it was perfect, and it's where I ran my first mile nonstop.
Oh, wow.
And then my first, like, four, I had the perfect whatever. I have great, like, fitness moments on that trail that I can't remember.
but it, too, has been a great success. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say, Rhino? You said it to me.
Longleaf.
Longleaf!
There it is.
Thank you. I knew. I mean, it's like, you know, it's Thursday, almost Friday. It was right there in my brain. But yeah.
Museum Trail and Tanglefoot, that's all I can hold in my brain. I can't do it there.
But that will be a great addition, too. And it does. It opens up a lot of opportunities.
It's, yeah.
To me, safe biking, safe running, safe, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And folks want to get out and walk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it's not
blazing
August,
hot.
it's a lovely time to do it.
It's a lovely time to do it.
But so we'll kick that off. And we decided, since it's not a chipped race, since it's really just going to be a fun run for everybody, that we could start it at 9 o'clock instead of at the crack of dawn. And that lets everybody enjoy the festival, which will be in full swing by the time they get back to the starting line. We've also sort of rearranged the route so that the finish line is leading directly into the festival.
Oh,
which ought to be fun.
Oh, that's fun. So you come like kind of right
come
through.
Right into the middle
which
of the classic car
show. Which also tells you that the festival is very casual, come sweaty.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Water Valley is a casual kind of town. We like it that way. But one of the big hits of last year's festival was the Classic Automobile Show. Mm-hmm. And that's what the finish line leads basically directly into that. It really was. It was a surprise hit of the festival last year. Everybody loved it. It hurt my feelings a little bit because so many of the classic automobiles, I remember when they came out new, and I remember riding in them when they were not classic. They were, you know.
That's one of those things when, Chris, they ask you, like, when did you know you had aged?
Right.
It's like, when my first vehicle could have an antique tag.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I've put a few miles on myself.
Time marches.
Time has marched. I'm kind of on. What, when you say antique cars or a car show, is there a specific type that kind of lends itself? Is it locals who bring out their babies? Is it all of the above?
It's regional folks who bring out their babies, yeah. And this is, like we said, the third year of the Casey Jones Music Fest. The first year, it was chilly and windy and spitting a little bit of rain.
I mean, if it would have been last week.
Yeah. Yeah, and so just a handful of folks came. And then last year, it was glorious like this. It was sunny and warm and beautiful. And I think 75 folks came with their vehicles. And so I expect that sort of turnout again.
Is
and
that still something they could sign up for if they're listening and they like to bring their
absolutely.
Four-wheeled babies
absolutely.
Or two-wheeled babies? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Yeah, they can check on online and find the number for Bennett Hill, who is coordinating that. But, yeah, be glad to have more and more and more folks come.
How neat, though, like that you finish the race kind of like into these – it's kind of like your own little, I guess, runway of antique cars to end with.
Yeah. Last year we looked and saw that so many of the folks who were finishing the race sort of looked around, wanted to
something.
Do something, but the festival really wasn't going yet. And so we thought, well, we're going to do better about that this year. And so –
do you have a watermelon? I know it's a little early in the season.
No watermelons.
Because it would feel sacrilegious to bring in watermelons, I would assume. And also to have them in March.
Yeah. That'd be a little squirrely about that. Maybe we could freeze some watermelons and make watermelon lemonade for them.
For the next year. Maybe so. Okay, so I'll let you go on the watermelon
part. But we did want to celebrate the local nature of it, like with watermelons. So instead of giving out first, second, third place medals, we decided that we would give out first, second, third place train whistles that are monogrammed with the winners. And then the overall winners will get, in each of the age categories, will get a train conductor's cap with a patch that has the 2026 Casey Jones 5K overall winner on it.
Oh, those are neat.
Yeah.
Little mementos.
Yeah.
For sure. All righty, we'll stick with this. We got more with Chris Goodwin. He's the director of Main Street there in Water Valley. We've got that and more coming up next.
And I would die a thousand times to ease your mind. To ease your mind. Hold tight, you'll slowly come back to life. I've been giving you hell. I've been giving you hell. Let go of all your wanted dreams tonight. I've been giving you hell. I've been giving you hell. Hold tight, you'll slowly come back to life. I've been giving you hell. I've been giving you hell. Let go of all your wanted dreams tonight. I've been giving you hell. I've been giving you hell.
And I won't let you down.
From the Seabrook. Rebecca Turner.
She's amazing.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
To Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. We hope you have downloaded that. It is free to do so. It's also free to find us on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And if you would like, you can watch us too on Supertalk TV on your computer or your mobile device. We are continuing our conversation with Chris Goodwin. He's the director of Main Street in Water Valley, learning all about that and the Casey Jones Festival that's coming up. But one thing we didn't do, Chris, is kind of give me your coordinates. Where is Water Valley? I feel like those that know it, obviously Jeff and Pontotoc was born and raised there.
Right.
Other in Oxford might know it. But for the rest of us, give us a good Mississippi geography lesson on where Water Valley is.
Yeah, it's sort of halfway. It's in North Mississippi, about halfway between Grenada and Oxford. It has grown a lot over the last 25, 30 years because of its proximity to Oxford.
So if I was going up, what? Is it 55 north?
55 north. The best way would be then to get off at the Highway 7 exit just north of Grenada, come through Coffeyville and ride up to Water Valley.
And enjoy yourself.
Yeah, have a good old time.
So Main Streets are really making, I mean, they've made a comeback for a while, but they're really thriving and going. How have y'all kind of just really enhanced? I feel like the most successful ones pick something that's really unique and connected to the culture or the people, and then sort of, not that they have to have one niche, there's all kinds of events going on, but I do feel like people Main Streets are carving out kind of their signature
Absolutely.
Things. So is this, would you consider this and then the watermelon kind of y'all's signature that people from other communities are coming out to enjoy that's not just your hometown folks?
Yeah, it's definitely an arts focus for the Water Valley Main Street Association. So Water Valley has benefited from being a more robust, richer town back in the early 20th century, had a lot of great houses and buildings
on
Main Street.
Thanks to the railroad?
Thanks to the railroad, that's right. And then as the railroad moved away, Water Valley declined, but there were all these great buildings on Main Street and all these great houses. And as the real estate prices in Oxford continued to spiral up and up and up, that 15, 20-minute drive between Oxford and Water Valley suddenly seemed a lot more manageable for a lot of folks. And so you had a lot of folks moving into Water Valley, a lot of new Water Valley. And early on, there were a lot of artists who came down because they were able to afford to live in Water Valley but not in Oxford. And so early on, and then also after Hurricane Katrina, we wound up with mm-hmm. some New Orleans expats. And one of those couples opened an art gallery, and some others That's were cool. artists. And so early on, they, along with Main Street, formed an arts council and started an art crawl. And that has been one of the things that really has defined the culture of Water Valley for a while now.
When does that happen?
It's in October.
Okay.
It's in October, and it's great fun. Yeah.
So coming up next, though, is March 21st, is your Casey Jones Music Fest. I'm
right.
sure you can see some good art while you're there.
Yeah, and we do make a point to reach out to those local artists who are still around in Water Valley, folks like Kate Donovan, Izzy Thornton, and make sure that you know they have the opportunity to have a booth at a reduced rate. Because we want to make sure that we have that art component in all the things that we do. And the art is there. The fun is there. We've got the Water Valley Railroad Museum, now known as the Casey Jones Railroad Museum, is a great spot. And we really wanted to make sure that families who came to the Casey Jones Music Festival learned about the museum and went to see the museum. And so we have set up or we have arranged for a touch a truck that will be in the parking lot of the museum. And there'll be fire trucks and police cars and tractors and all that. Although the thing that I think is the coolest and I'm most excited about, you know, when you pour asphalt on a road, they then use the big, we used to call them a steamroller.
Yes. Do you get to play on
Got a steamroller coming.
That's awesome.
The steamroller is going to be great.
No, you can crank it up.
Yeah.
Let somebody push
yeah,
the button.
Yeah. I mean, we'll stage some shots if nothing else.
You know who whenever I think of a steamroller, I go straight to, oh my gosh, Rhino, help me out. It's the movie with the Jessica Rabbit. And,
oh, yeah.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. Who framed Roger Rabbit? I was like, Jessica Rabbit. I can't think of the. And he flattens the on
right.
the, in the steamroller or whatever. That's where my mind goes.
And isn't there a scene in A Fish Called Wanda?
Maybe, yeah.
With a steamroller.
With a steamroller.
I think so.
But
yeah.
It seems very, I don't know, primitive. You just want to flatten something. You just want to roll right over
it. I just
right
feel like that's going to be a hit with everybody.
It would be a hit with me if
yeah.
nobody
yeah.
else. I
yeah.
think that would be a
yeah.
lot of fun. Will the museum also be open
for
viewing?
Free for the day with special tours. Yeah, it'll be a great opportunity for everybody to get in there. The classic car show will sort of wind down the street and lead into the touch a truck. And so we hope everybody will just wander right on down.
When does the festival kick off? The fest part.
The fest part, really at 8, but fully by 9. And then the touch a truck goes until 2. We've got two music stages. The north stage is the acoustic stage, and it starts at 10 o'clock, and we'll go through about 3:30. And the main stage, the south stage, will kick off at noon, El Oboe. We'll start. That's Jesse Koppenbarger's new band. He was the lead guy from Color Revolt, a band here in Jackson and Clinton back in the early 2000s. And this is a side project of his, and he's doing some recording at Dialback Sound in Water Valley. There's a recording studio
there.
Oh,
that's cool.
Matt Patton, who is the bass player for Drive-By Truckers, and his wife live in Water Valley and have a recording studio. And lots of folks come in and use that, and El Obo is there for that. Then at 1 o'clock, The Great Dying from Oxford will play. At 2 o'clock, Sade Thomas, who is Otha Turner's granddaughter, learned to play the African fife flute from her grandfather. And she and her husband have a fife and drum band, the Rising Stars. And so they'll play at 2. And then James Super Chicken Johnson from Clarksdale will play at 3 with his full band. And his band consists entirely of ladies.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And I believe his daughter plays drums for him, which is
that's neat.
Really cool.
That is really cool.
And then Blue Mountain, which is a great sort of a seminal alt-country band from North Mississippi, will headline, and they'll kick off at around 4:30. So
not a late one.
No. We wanted it to be manageable for everybody, not too much. And then there'll be, you know, vendors set up all up and down Main Street. So lots of fun stuff to look at, see, and buy. Lots of food trucks, lots of restaurants in town that will be open. So
you mentioned some of it being obviously free and open, but is the whole, like, is there anything to pay to play, like, or go?
I think there will be some bounce houses and stuff over in the kids zone, if you know, and of course the vendors are all set up there, but
for shopping.
Yeah, for shopping.
But the music.
No, the music, the touch
free?
A truck, the 5K. So we know the 5K is not free,
I'm
but
saying.
It's $10.
Oh, that's free.
$10. Yeah, we decided not everybody wants a T-shirt.
No.
So if you pre-register, it's $10. If you pre-register on a T-shirt, it's $25.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good option.
It's still easy. Yeah, yeah.
But everybody wants a T-shirt.
I hope so. And look.
I don't know who told you that everybody didn't want a T-shirt.
Well, that's true. So Brian Nye is a local fella, and he drew the art for our poster. It's really fantastic. And one of the things that I love about Water Valley is we're sort of an anti-AI art town, you know?
It's like anti-whoa. It's good things here. Yeah, I love that, though.
You know, and so he drew that, and we've got a version of that with Water Valley, Case Jones, 2026, as the T-shirt image.
Well, have you had a 5K all 3 years?
There was one last year. I can't remember if there was one the first year.
Well, that's something where was just having a conversation with the local Turkey Trot, and you would go to collect the annual T-shirts because they would change each year.
Right.
And so it was like a, you know, your own little personal collection that you felt like you got to be a part of that. If you didn't want to run the 5K, would there be T-shirts for the festival sale?
It's the same T-shirt for the 5K, the 3K, and the festival.
See?
We got different colors.
You were already thinking
ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if we want to put on our calendar, though, I know thinking back to the fall when it comes, or back to for watermelons.
Yeah.
What is that date, real quick?
So the Watermelon Carnival is always the first Saturday in August.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of starts on the Friday with a street dance the night before. But it goes off of that Saturday. So whenever the first Saturday in August is, so if the first Saturday in August is August 1st, then it kind of kicks off.
When do you do your weigh-in for the melons? When do you weigh in your
at
melons?
The Watermelon Carnival itself during the day?
Didn't you have someone who broke the record last year?
Yeah, and I am fascinated by the methodologies. Do you know how they do this? They graft it onto a gourd.
Mm-hmm. We have one of your winners on at some point
Excellent.
In the past, and so I feel like we need to. It clearly didn't stick on how they did it, but I know we've had that conversation here on Good Things, and it looks like there'll be another
They're
one coming
astonishingly
up.
Astonishingly big.
Where do we go for all the information on Water Valley?
You can find it all on the socials for Water Valley Main Street Association or watervalleyems.org, I believe.
Yeah. All right. Until next year, Chris. I appreciate your time.
Thank you,
You guys, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
Just to stay away, and now they're outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges?
Rebecca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the gods, feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da, la da 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 da.
Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live as always over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us too. We are on that computer or your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. You can also say hi on the C Spire text line 601-879-4395. It is National Let's Laugh Day. So earlier on the show we were talking about the things that made you giggle the most. We got a text in that said some of the podcast comedians, although a little bit grouchy and rough around the edges, are pretty funny. There's one, I guess, from Mississippi on Facebook, and he said he's funny if you can get past some of the other more adult content. But I guess if that's what you're into and it's available for you, then there you go. Dan in Hattiesburg says, I took an American history night class, and we watched Gettysburg, and I had a hard time taking Jeff Daniels seriously because I just watched Dumb and Dumber, so I guess they look very similar.
No, Jeff Daniels plays Colonel Chamberlain in Gettysburg, where it's a very serious role.
But
he's a leader of men in battle. And then he goes and plays Harry opposite Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber, where his most famous scene is him sitting on the toilet with his legs in the air.
That would be a hard transition to kind of make. And, yeah, I think you would bust out laughing, too, if you kind of had the two scenes in your mind. Someone mentioned, oh, Chris and Flo Wood, Monty Python and the Holy Grail will forever be a favorite. That being said, Team America World Police keeps him rolling pretty hard. I don't know that one. You're laughing. Is that a movie, a show, or what is it?
It is a movie. And if I'm not mistaken, it was made by the same people that made South Park, but it's in the old 60s, 70s Thunderbirds string puppet style of animation. And it is not for the kids, but it is hilarious.
I think a lot of if you can find, I like all kind of comedy, I'll give you that. But if you can find the kind that's for the whole family and that you laugh also at, like, the cleaner jokes, you know, that to me takes more talent. Some of the other just comes a little bit easier if you're grown and can kind of get to that punchline. But when it is genuinely funny, like family friendly, I think that takes a little bit more effort. I've always liked The Odd Couples, or Grumpier Old Men was always like a funnier one because it was very relatable and they just kind of lent into it. I think that's the same reason that Christmas Vacation or Family Vacation, what's the other one? Christmas Vacation and where's when they go to Vegas? Is it
Vegas Vacation?
Vegas Vacation.
Or European Vacation.
And so those are funny because it's a heightened, I guess, sense of like something you can relate to. Everybody has a Cousin Eddie in their family.
Everybody's got their road trip stories.
Everybody got their road trip stories. Everybody's kind of, you know, has.
Although
that
not everybody
relatable.
Gets to be Papa Giorgio and put a dollar in the machine, win a car. Put a dollar in the machine, win a car. Put a dollar in the machine, win a car.
No, but that's kind of the entertainment kind of part to it, but it is still funny. Those are kind that I think are endless classics for sure. I think we need more comedies. You know, we've got Tanya on Fridays talking about movies, and it feels like nothing but horror and dramas. And I'm like, where's the lighthearted stuff these days? Where is the comedy? If it's not wrapped into... Well, Marvel's always done a good job of having, like, funny moments or making fun of itself.
After a certain point, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And then,
like, once the second Thor movie came out, it really kind of took a turn. And then you had Guardians of the Galaxy with Gunn. And, yeah, after Guardians of the Galaxy, every Marvel movie had to have those quippy one-liners. It was just written into it. Before that, some of them took themselves kind of seriously. After that, they're all funny.
Beverly Hills Cops is one that I think like works in that laughter into stressful kind of ish more moments. To me, those are the kind that I lend to a little bit more or appreciate or will watch, should I say, over and over again, where some of the ones that we watched in our day, the Adam Sandlers and the – you see them once and then – you know, you're not necessarily watching them. Wedding Crashers would be one that I might would watch more than once if it comes on TV and you're in the mood. It's kind of hard not to laugh at that. That one kind of is funny through the entire thing, at least to me. But yeah, I think everybody needs to laugh a little bit more. So use today to turn on your favorite comedy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy that. But that would be after Sports Talk Mississippi, because they're coming up next from 3 to 6. But Rhino and I will meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
I can see good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.